fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
The Lone Ranger had ridden hard from Frontier Town to the hideout in the Enchanted Hills where Tonto was waiting.
Oh, Silver. Oh, easy, steady, big fella.
You come plenty fast, Kimasabi. What happened?
Easy now, Silver. Saddle up, Tonto, while I pack our gear. We're traveling north on a special mission.
Oh. How far north we go?
To Cimarron Gap.
Oh? Why'd we go there?
The judge Nod is getting old. He wants to devote all of his time to the bank if he can find a man to serve as judge.
Oh. He's savvy.
And there's been a lot of trouble between the homesteaders and cattlemen in Cimarron Gap. Man named Brennan is the law. Judge Nott has asked me to investigate him. He's fair and just. We'll invite him to move into Frontier Town.
You think he'd move?
According to Judge Nott, he'd be glad to move when he learns about Ma Willard.
How that?
Years ago, there was a celebrated singer known as Lindy Lou. Now, Brennan loved her, but she married a man named Willard.
Oh.
I guess Brennan never got over his love for the girl. He has a cafe in Cimarron Gap. He calls it the Lindy Lou. And he learns that Lindy Lou has been a widow for 10 years and lives in Frontier Town. Well, first of all, we've got to find out if Brennan is a man to take Judge Knott's place on the bench.
Judge Brennan was a surly, cantankerous individual who spent most of his time at the bar of his small cafe in Cimarron Gap. He squinted disapprovingly at a short, broad-shouldered, scar-faced man who pushed through the bat-wing doors.
Sure. This is a place they call the Lindy Lou.
State your order and show your cash, mister.
Yeah, pour out anything you've got. But be sure it's plenty strong.
You're getting it, stranger.
I reckon that picture on the wall is the girl you named this place for, huh? The
stranger's first drink has to be a toast to Lindy Lou. That's my ruling.
It suits me. Here's to Lindy Lou.
Hey, wait a minute, mister. It's Miss Lou when you speak it.
To Miss Lou.
Well, that's better.
Oh, my throat. Where's Stella? It's a fire.
When you drink a toast to Lindy Lou, you empty a glass.
But I can't.
Drink it down.
All right, all right. You need to swing a gun on me. That stuff.
You're not as tough as you talked.
What is that stuff?
It's reserved special for critters that come in here talking big. Call it tornado juice.
Hey, Judge.
What's the trouble, Slim?
Boys are bringing Bart Holloway in here for trial.
Holloway, what'd he do?
Shot a man. Lefty and some of the other saw it.
All right, get over there to the bar. The judge will hold the court.
There it comes.
Yeah, where's my hammer?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, never mind, I'll use my six gun. Quiet down, boys. Quiet down. I'm holding court. There'll be no talk, cards, or drink till I'm done. First man to bend an elbow is fined $10 for contempt.
Judge,
you the prisoner, Bart?
Yeah, but
then
I...
shut up. Lefty, you tell me what happened.
It was a disagreement between Bart Holloway and Breed Carlos. Breed's dead.
You saw it, Lefty?
Yes, sir. Breed went for his gun first, and Bart had to shoot.
Wasn't Breed helping my friend Hank Loomis cull out a lot of cattle?
That's right.
Dad nabbed Bart by shooting Breed. You've made Hank short-handed. You'll have a tough time handling this cattle without help.
But, Judge, it was self-defense.
Well, maybe so. But Hank didn't have no part in it, and Hank's the one who'll suffer. It's not right. You took Hank's help away from him, so you got to work for Hank till he's done culling. On top of that, you're to stand course of bearing a Breed. That's my ruling. Court's adjourned. Bar's open. Just a minute, Lefty. I want to talk to you and Slim.
What about, Judge?
That homesteader.
Oh, you mean Jim Sutton?
Yeah.
Well, me and Lefty had another talk with him, Judge, but he won't clear out.
Oh, he won't, huh? Did you tell him I said homesteaders weren't welcome around Cimarron Gap?
We told him, but he's staying anyway. He's fencing his land and plowing it up.
Fencing his land? Why, the double-twisted...
He got the land from the government, and he aims to keep it. We checked real careful, Judge. He's not breaking any laws.
We let him stay, and first thing we know, other nesters will be settling here. Pretty soon, there'll be no more cattle range. Dad and Abbott, you two go get evidence of something against Sutton.
But we checked, and he's not breaking any laws.
Well, check some more. I said to get something against him. Now go on and do it.
All right, Judge. Come on, Lefty. I've got an idea. Maybe I know how we can get rid of the nesters.
All right, what's your idea?
Plowing and fencing his land. Why, the dead redded no good nest.
Lindy Lou wouldn't like to hear talk like that.
Huh? What's that?
Take it easy, Judge Brennan.
Mask. By ginger, your mask. Of all
keep
the...
your hands above the bar.
How'd you get in here without me seeing you?
Oh, I've been here for some time. Back in the corner.
There's a $10 fine for wearing a mask in town. That's my ruling.
Keep your voice down.
See here, you mentioned Lindy Lou.
Yes, one of the most beautiful and talented women who ever appeared on the public stage.
By golly, mister, you talk like the right kind of man.
Judge Brennan, I saw a man go out of here a few minutes ago. He was short, broad-shouldered, had a scar right here on his cheek.
I remember the critter. He's a stranger in town.
You don't know his name?
No, but I don't like his kind.
He looked to me like a man who's known as Scar Thorndyke.
What about him?
And before I say any more, I want to talk to him. I think I'll see if I can find him.
Hey, wait a minute. Come back here.
I'll see you again.
Doggone, I wonder who that masked hombre is.
Hey, Judge! Yes, that tall critter. He's wearing a mask.
What about it?
Well, gosh.
Mask or not, he said Lindy Lou was one of the most beautiful and talented women who ever appeared on the public stage. I reckon that man must be all right.
It was nearly dark when the Lone Ranger and Tonto learned that the short man with the scar on his face had left Cimarron Gap by the southeast trail. Riding hard, they came within view of him, then slowed their horses to a walk.
If it were any darker, we wouldn't be able to see him at all.
That's right. You sure him scar, Thorndyke?
No, I'm not, Tonto. I rein up. Bo-Silver,
ho. Oh, fella.
He's reined up near that farmhouse up ahead.
Let's see him.
Easy, Silver. Steady a minute. Leave the horses here. They go the rest of the way on foot.
Uh-huh. You can sneak up to house.
Yes, he's up to something.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto moved nearer, they saw the man peer through the lighted window of Jim Sutton's small log cabin. As the light fell on his face, they saw that it was the man they wanted.
No doubt of it, Tonto. He's Scar Thorndyke.
The masked man and Tonto advanced softly, hoping to capture the outlaw without gunplay. They had taken but a few quiet steps when two shots rang. Thorndyke dropped in his tracks.
The shots came from among those trees.
That's right.
Lie flat. Hug the ground and see what happens.
Door of house open. Fella coming out.
Come on, you left-slinging dry gulchers. Show yourself!
Jim, be careful!
Harry, get back inside. Close that door.
Jim, look! There by the window, there's a man on the ground.
Great day. Hand me the lamp from the table.
Jim, do be careful. This may be another one of the cattlemen's tricks to get us out of here.
Hurry with that lamp. I've got to see if this man is seriously hurt.
Here it is.
Who shot you, mister? Do you know?
The double crossers.
Jim, two men are coming this way.
I'll
take it easy, stranger. Tell me who shot you. I'll see that justice is done.
Ho, 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 ho.
Get your hands up, mister.
Ice them sudden, you're covered.
Now, what's the idea of turning killer?
Me? What are you talking about?
Jim, these are the two men who tried to make us move away from here.
Should have taken our advice, and you wouldn't be scheduled to hang for murder.
Murder? I didn't shoot this man.
There's no use denying it, Sutton. That's the trouble with you nesters. You're too quick to shoot.
But I tell you, everyone that comes to ask for grub or water for a horse is out to rob you.
Jim didn't shoot this man. You're all wrong.
Look at the window. Glass is smashed. I suppose you saw the critter looking in, so you shot him.
I didn't. You can look at my rifle and six gun. Neither one has been fired.
Yeah, it's easy enough to reload. Keep an eye on Sutton, Slim. I'll have a look at this man. Steady, boy.
See if there's anything we can do for him.
Yeah. I guess he's past all help.
It looks bad for you, Sutton.
But I tell you, I didn't shoot him. I didn't know anything about it until I heard the shots in the window smash.
That's the truth. He was shot by someone over yonder.
Well, I get it. I thought you two were downright close at hand. You shot him. You shot him, and you're trying to frame me.
That's a serious charge, Sutton. If you make that statement to the judge, you better be prepared to back it with proof.
You and the rest of the cattlemen wanted to get us out of here. You knew the law was on our side, so you're framing me for this murder.
That'll be for the judge to decide. We'll have to take you into town.
You can't do it. You can't. Jim won't have a chance with the way things are handled around here.
Them? We're special deputies, and we got the right to shoot a man that resists arrest.
But I'm a witness. Jim was sitting at the table reading a book when the shots were fired.
Mrs. Sutton, I don't blame you for trying to clear your own husband, but it won't do any good. Jim's got to go to Judge Brennan and answer for this shooting.
I won't do it. I know how much of a chance I'd have. If you want to take me, you'll have to shoot me.
Well, I reckon if you want it that
No,
way,
please.
Don't do it, Lefty.
What? There he is.
Masked.
Don't turn your gun this way, unless you intend to shoot.
Well, I sure as thunder do.
Oh, my arm! My arm is busted.
I doubt it.
Jim, who is this man?
I don't know.
My identity wouldn't mean anything to you, Jim.
Oh, my arm.
It may, however, mean something to you to know that I witnessed the shooting of this man.
You did?
I know you didn't do it. I'm going to see that you get a fair trial.
Come somewhere.
Jim, there. That man with the horses. He's an Indian.
Watch these men, Tonto. Oh, I have a look at this fellow.
Me watch him.
He's dead.
Who said he was dead?
Isn't he?
Batman, the one called Lefty. He said he was.
I see. Toto, bandage these wounds and take this man to our camp.
Lefty, why did you say he was dead?
I thought he was.
Jim, you go into town with these two and face Judge Brennan. There's no law in the land that can find you guilty of murder until a dead man is produced. I'll follow along and see that you reach town safely.
Jim, you better do as this masked man says. He seems to be on our side.
Toto, I'll join you in camp.
Judge Brennan was ready to hold court at any hour of the day or night. He was a unique figure, but his decisions were backed up by everyone in town. His eyes lighted with interest when he saw Jim Sutton enter the Lindy Lou with Lefty on one side and Slim on the other.
What do you got there, Lefty? What's happened to your arm?
I got creased with a bullet.
Is this the critter that did it?
No, but this man's under arrest.
You're the nester, aren't you?
My name is Jim Sutton.
What's the charge, boys?
Well, Judge, we figured it'd be murder, but now we're not so sure.
Well, wait a minute. Save your testimony till I get the court open. Quiet! Quiet down, everybody. Court's in session.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. Arrested on false charges, Jim Sutton was taken to Judge Brennan's Lindy Lou Cafe, where the grizzled old lawman called for order.
This is a fine place to hold court.
Sutton, you get this straight. We got no fancy courtroom, Cimarron Gap. But by golly, we got justice that protects our citizens.
Justice?
Another peep out of you and I'll fine you for contempt. Court will now hear the testimony of the witnesses. You first, Lefty.
Well, me and Slim was riding near Sutton's log house when we heard shots. We went close and found Sutton at the door with his gun in hand and a stranger sprawled on the ground. I thought he was dead.
That's right, Judge. Just like Lefty says.
The court will now hear the defense. Speak up, Sutton.
My wife and I heard two shots. And a bullet or two came through our window. I grabbed my gun and ran out. I saw a man on the ground. Then these two deputies came and charged me with murder.
Where's the man who was shot?
Well, Judge, while me and Slim were making the arrest, a masked man came.
A masked man?
Yes. I went for my gun, but he winged me. Had an Indian with him. Told the redskin to take the man who got shot to a camp somewhere.
You don't know whether the man was dead or not?
I thought he was, but when the masked man looked
Look
at him,
Look here, Judge
said...
Brennan. I think these two deputies of yours fired the shots, hoping to frame me for murder. Now, if you know anything about law... You know, Blaine, well, you can't prove murder without a corpse.
Don't tell me the law.
But you can't...
Shut up! I'm not finding you guilty of murder. But the testimony is that you fired a shot or two at a man unknown. You get out of these parts at daybreak.
But I'm not guilty,
You prove someone else done the shooting, you can come back. But if you're around here at daybreak, by golly, you'll hang. That's my ruling, court's adjourned.
It was late at night when Jim Sutton returned to his log house. Though dejection was heavy on his face, his wife was happy to see him alive.
Oh, Jim. Jim, I'd half expected they'd hang you.
No, not exactly, Mary. The judge is convinced that I shot that man. But he knows he can't find me guilty of murder until the corpse is found.
Are lawmen looking for the corpse?
No.